Good day, everyone, and welcome once again to the Critic's Couch. I'm actually excited. I finally figured out how to log on to my Spotify so I can record. There's so much going on in the world, so much controversy. You know, I think for this particular podcast, as usual, I'm going to focus on those topics that it's very easy to criticize, but also people, very specific people. But this one's going to be kind of a combination, if you will. I was watching, and by the way, today is November 28th. So last week here in the US, it was our Thanksgiving holiday. So hopefully you had a good one. I was watching an episode on Dr. Phil, and it actually came up on my Instagram, and it was a couple. They were both previously special education teachers. I believe they had 4 children, and they were really struggling to make ends meet based on, obviously, of course, a teacher's salary. Ooh, I don't know what that little bell was. The female figured that, okay, she could probably make more money with a master's degree and pursued her master's degree in special education, and she said that she was advised by her, I guess, principal, whoever it may be, congratulations, we're very proud of you, however, we cannot afford to pay you any more. So apparently they both decided to start playing around with OnlyFans. Now, I'll be honest with you, I am not on it. Of course, like everybody else, we've heard about it. And OnlyFans basically started out in 2016 as an online platform where people pay for content. And content can be photos, can be videos, and live streams via monthly memberships. Now, I quickly looked on an article there that was discussing OnlyFans, and you know, some people charge $10, some people charge $15, which, you know, doesn't sound like that much. However, if you are a member to multiple individuals, I'm sure this can get quite expensive. Content is mainly created by YouTubers. Did start out mainly just by sex workers, however, it has expanded to fitness trainers, models, celebrities, and even public figures. To me, what seems rather interesting is that, you know, what started out mostly for, like you said, sex workers, I guess many individuals have decided to use this, you know, as a platform to make money, including celebrities. That is what I find quite interesting. I had read somewhere that I think Cardi B makes, I don't want to give the wrong information, but she makes a lot of money monthly, and you know, she just kind of discusses content. And I may be wrong with this, and if there's anybody that does follow her, let me know. That she kind of just goes into the details of her life, and she makes a lot of money. So some of the celebrities that are on OnlyFans, Bella Thorne, I think she was probably one of the first ones on there. You have Denise Richards, and actually her daughter, her and Charlie Sheen's daughter is on there. Carmen Electra, Black China, Amber Rose, Shayna Mokler, as I mentioned before, Cardi B, Tigger, Chris Brown, Safari, most of you guys may know him from Love & Hip Hop. Okay, so obviously there's a lot of people, a lot of celebrities who are on here. Larsa Pippen, Scottie Pippen's ex-wife, who you also may know from Real Housewives of Miami. She has at some point stated that she makes like thousands of dollars per day. Iggy Azalea is another well-known one on there. So I'm kind of curious. I mean, this couple, you know, people were, of course, putting in their two cents. And I saw a lot of comments that were posted about, oh, here you are selling your soul for money and you have four kids. And it's a really tricky slope, you guys. They said that they have four children. The oldest is 21, and I think the second oldest is 19, and that they're aware that their parents are performing, because they did say they do sexual acts on OnlyFans, while the younger ones are not aware of it. You know, when it comes to situations like this, first of all, I think it's pretty sad that you had two professionals, because they're both college educated, who were dedicating their life initially to being special education teachers and couldn't afford, listen to that, could not afford basic living expenses because they had four children of their own to care for. And so by pursuing a career in OnlyFans, they are now making definitely way more money than when they were special education teachers. You know, this is a situation where you say, well, you know, why couldn't the critics, why couldn't they just buckle down, save their money, work an extra job? A lot easier said than done, especially when you have four children. I have three, and it's quite challenging to manage, if you will, whether it's schoolwork, whether it's taking them to practices. So here you have two teachers. Imagine having to do more than your full-time job. With that being said, I guess the tricky part about it is anything you do on the internet kind of stays there forever. I don't know. Again, I do not know how OnlyFans work. You know, I'm assuming that someone could record whatever you are doing. So, you know, what would it be like for their children or children's friends? Would it be an issue for one of their children, especially the younger ones, when they get older? They said the two oldest were not bothered by it. The younger ones, I guess time will tell. You know, the other thing that I find pretty fascinating, you know, I'm in South Florida, good old Miami, and we have, I believe, probably the most OnlyFans, I'll say creators, models, if you will. Many of these young girls could very easily, you know, be working at a strip club, and they're going to be doing a lot more and getting a lot less and putting themselves at risk. Situation like this, a platform like this, well, allows them to do whatever it is that they do, whether it's modeling or in lingerie or taking off their clothes or doing even more in the privacy of their own home. However, here we go again. What kind of impact will this have on them in the future? Can it impact them in terms of their dating life? How would you feel someone that you met and you got seriously involved with, you came to find out later on that they were on OnlyFans? And again, a lot of times people assume that when someone's an OnlyFans, they are either doing sex acts or showing themselves naked. And I'm sure many people are. I'm assuming just as well that there's some people who are not. I'm sure a lot of celebrities can get away with not showing very much. Again, I know Larsa Pippen was one of the ones that claimed that she was making a substantial amount of money on OnlyFans. So let me see here, how much money, I'm over here googling, okay, did Larsa Pippen claim to make on OnlyFans? I watched the episode, but I don't remember. Okay, she said one of the first posts alone garnered more than 15,000 in tips from fans. That's on one day. It's a lot of money. That is a lot of money. Again, so how would you feel, quite honestly, if you were to find that out? Denise Richards actually pointed out her membership, I guess, is $25 a month, and she says she does both bikini, lingerie. I do stuff that is sexier because why not? I don't know what that means. I don't know. I guess it really depends on who you're with. Obviously, Larsa Pippen's boyfriend, which happens to be Michael Jordan's son, Marcus Jordan, he's aware that she's on there. But what indeed does she show? I know that one of the episodes, that was kind of like the big argument that, you know, people were, her castmates were saying, well, you're not getting $15,000 a day for doing nothing, meaning they were insinuating that she was probably, you know, naked or doing who knows what else. So again, going back to this couple that basically, from their perspective, had to leave teaching special ed because they were not making enough money to support themselves, and have decided to pursue a career in OnlyFans. And actually, they've done quite well, supposedly. In this case, you have a couple, so it's not like the man is against it. Obviously, he's part of it. But I think it's pretty easy for people to say, oh, just, you know, it's completely wrong, you shouldn't do it. Once again, what were their options? So, you know, in a situation like this, I think it has to be very individualized. For many celebrities, you know, if they're making that kind of money, and it's something they feel comfortable with, so be it. Again, just like everything else in life, though, it would be quite important to always kind of analyze and look ahead. What potential consequence could this have on you? And that's probably the biggest question. You know, it's not just about making money. Most people can figure out a way to make money, and this is not illegal, so let's stick with that. But it can be costly. If indeed it can have an impact in your future, whether it's your children's perception, whether it's your career or a relationship. Again, for some people, that could probably be the deciding factor. You could be a beautiful young lady or young man, because I understand there's males on there too. And maybe right now, based on your values and beliefs, that's your ticket. But could this have an impact on your future? Only time will tell, right, ladies and gentlemen? Well, thank you again for joining the Critics Couch. I'm your host, Dr. Nikki, and I really truly do look forward to engaging with you way more and talking about so many controversial topics and people. Hope you have a great day.